Up next on American Restoration.
What do you got?
You got a 1962 Corvette go-kart.
I'm looking at $15,000 to do the whole thing.
15 grand? God, it'd be like having a brand new car.
I think Cynthia's got a thing for me.
Right. You don't remember these right. As a kid? See, I'm the wingman right here.
You're a bad wingman.
Not running right. Whenever I think I got one thing fixed, another problem pops up.
Holy
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Dad, come check this out.
Awesome. Wow. Hey, I'm Rick.
I'm Arnie.
Arnie, good to meet you. So what do you got?
You got a 1962 Corvette go-kart.
Pretty sweet, huh?
This was a big deal.
This was called a Corvette Junior or a Mini Corvette made by the lawnmower company Yardman. It was a promotional item for Chevrolet.
The marketing genius of what the dealership did was they would drive it to a nearby school and they would tell all the kids, hey, check it out, and give them coupons for a free test drive of this. The parents come down to the dealership, the kid will get a test drive, but the parents hopefully gonna buy a brand new 62 Corvette. Do you have a real one?
Yeah, here's some photos right there.
Oh, wow. And this is your car?
Yep. The reason I want to get this restored is to take the car shows up in Montana and North Dakota, drive around, look at other cars, and have a good time in it.
You want a mini-me?
A mini-me. Yeah. You get this to look like that, I'll be one happy camper.
How fast you want this to go?
25, 35 miles an hour. Legal and illegal.
Okay. We'll take a look under the hood. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, if you can get better suspension so it's more steerable.
The way the steering's designed, it's very primitive is what you're getting.
Yeah, very primitive. This is like driving a lumber wagon.
Oh, I got no idea.
Used to have a motor in it, right?
Yeah.
The motor would sit here, and the belt would run through here. Brake system would lift up from here and actually just rub on the back of the tire right here, and that's how you stop.
How fast do you think this thing went?
Between 8 to 11 miles an hour. However, if you're going to be driving this around at 35 miles an hour, I can't see this frame actually being able to accommodate everything you want to do. How much of this car do you want to see original?
The fiberglass.
Okay, so I see this body being badass on a go-kart. In fact, I have them that are electric starts. It's got brakes that'll slow you down. It's got a seat in it that I can cut down and make it look just like your Corvette seat. Yeah, and you can also go like 25 to 35 miles an hour. And as far as the body goes, we'll strip all this paint and then redo it. You know, just get some new resin on it and get it to look like your big Corvette in the picture. So to get this thing all done where we do the body work on it and to build you a chassis on the bottom of it, I'm looking at $15,000 to do the whole thing.
15 grand? God, it'd be like having a brand new car.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be. You're gonna see the Corvette on top, but you're gonna have Corvette performance on the bottom.
Yeah. It's gonna be like driving a real Corvette, basically.
Let's do it.
All right.
With this amount of money, this restoration better be as good as my full-size 1962 Corvette. It better do the job.
This thing's gonna scare the pants right off you when I get done with it. Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
I have a really big load of stuff for you to check out. Can you come out and meet me?
Definitely, I'll be right there. Cynthia's a great picker with awesome stuff.
Whoa! What is that?
And it doesn't hurt that she's smoking off. Hey, Pat, do me a favor, grab the tubular.
Yes, sir.
Holy Toledo. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good, how you been?
Fine.
Good seeing you as always.
I have a big load to show you. Come on and look.
Heck yeah.
Are you getting those okay?
What kind of knot is this? What kind of, you were in the Girl Scouts, weren't you?
Brownies and Girl Scouts.
Dang.
Jesus. How'd you get this up here is the question I want to know. There we go. Put the skirt on her.
Put the skirt on her?
Men. It's always about the skirt.
Man, Cynthia, this is quite a little collection you got here. A national. This is an incredible pump.
It is.
Absolutely incredible pump.
It's nice, all the chrome and all the accents there.
Yes, absolutely. This is the 38?
It's an A62.
A62? Mm-hmm. See, that's what I mean. Love a woman that can tell me stuff.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, has a lot of, you know, experience.
It's a rare quality nowadays.
I don't know what it is, but I think Cynthia's got a thing for me.
Got your drug sign here.
Yeah, let's talk about the signs.
What year was this?
I would think 40s.
I'm gonna say somewhere in there.
You don't remember these as a kid?
Ooh, you are gonna get smacked. Don't be hiding behind me.
I'm packing up.
See, I'm the wingman right here. Let's do this.
You're a bad wingman. Well, with Pat being there, it sort of interfered with my flirting with Ron. We flirt with each other every time we see each other. We talk a lot about pumps and stuff like that, and it just kind of comes with the territory, I guess.
Now this here, this is a Bowser. Bowsers are actually pretty plain Jane. It's kind of a simple looking pump.
They're hard to find. You just can't see this type of a model with the stainless.
She definitely knows a lot about gas pumps.
Yeah.
Scary amount.
One of the reasons I really, really like buying from her. And you know the second reason. Okay, so here's the deal. I want these two pumps here,
mm-hmm.
the pump there, plus dinner's on me price for all the
pumps.
Oh,
well the dinner, that'll add $500 to the bill.
Holy.
Let me see. Here, I'm thinking about $5,300.
$3,500 is right where I was at.
No, that's way too low. This stuff's hard to find. I could go as low as $4,100 for you guys.
That's it? Your bottom line, $4,100?
Yeah.
It's a deal.
All right. Thanks.
Very good.
It's hard to do business with Ron because I always end up giving him the good-looking guy discount. Okay.
Right. How about dinner? What do you like to eat?
Lobster and shrimp.
Heck yes. I got that in my player's card.
Okay. You know, it's like this piece, I think, goes this Mae West.
Okay.
What the hell? Check this out. Big horsey coming at you. Whoa, Nelly. How you doing? I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. I'm Chris.
Chris, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So what do you got here?
It's a coin-operated pony, and it needs some help.
Have you seen this all together?
No, I haven't. It came in pieces.
Just like this?
Yeah.
Well, let's put this horse together.
Childhood dream come true.
See,
right?
So you were a cowgirl too.
Yes. When we were going grocery shopping, there was one little pony outside the store, and my mom every now and then would put that little dime in there. Boy.
Big treat.
Big treat for a little kid. It's bringing back my childhood memories.
And you're gonna ride it again.
I'm gonna ride it.
This came out in 1952, you know, this particular model, and it was made by the Royal Engineering Company. And just like you remember as a kid, from the 50s onward, you saw these everywhere. Supermarkets, strip malls, restaurants. You don't see them much anymore because of safety concerns, but they're still a great piece of history. So what I want to know is how you see it done.
I was hoping the saddle could look like a leather or even have a little leather dangles to it.
That's cool. And what else are you thinking?
I would love for you to have creative license with this.
Well, if it was me, I would stick with the original brown and white colors. And then the bottom, I would want the bottom to sort of pop because it was red and black. It used to have the Royal Mustang painted and it had all that art on there.
It's like a showpiece.
Yeah, it's sitting up on this pedestal ready to be ridden.
Come ride me, come
yeah,
ride
yeah.
me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So how much are we looking at here to get her restored?
The horse itself is probably the biggest challenge to me with all this fiberglass, all the leather we want to do on it. The base of it probably got some pounding and little dents to deal with. All the wiring and stuff all has to be redone. To be able to get the whole thing all pretty, I'm looking at $6,500 to restore the whole piece.
Okay. You know, because it meant so much to me as a kid, I'm gonna do it.
All right, cool, awesome.
Let's do it. This would mean so much to me if he can get this pony in operational order. I'd love to see this horse in action.
You will love this when it's done, and I may take a ride myself.
Okay.
Problem is, you see how wide it is? If it doesn't fit, we're gonna be in big trouble.
Too high.
Whenever I think I got one thing fixed, another problem pops up. It's not running right.
awesome. You got it in?
Yeah, Rick, you want it tore down, right?
Yeah. We're restoring this Corvette go-kart. My idea is to basically take the old body and mount it on a brand new go-kart frame. So now I need to find out if the body's actually gonna accommodate this frame. Problem is, you see how wide it is? We're gonna have to cram this underneath that car and still make it look really cool.
So this was your idea, not the customer's, or what?
No, this is my idea.
I knew it. We need the body.
I mean, I couldn't help myself. I had to go all out on this one. So with this new chassis on this thing, this mini Corvette is gonna be a badass driving machine.
Okay, so the chassis's way too short
and way too wide. I guess I got in way over my head on this thing.
Do you see where the rear axle is? It's almost in the middle of the car.
Under the seat.
Which sets the motor right here. We needed the motor right there, and we still got a biggie sitting in it.
And let's see how we can lengthen the frame. All right, so we're gonna move this back to about here. And now we have our distance from the front wheel to the rear wheel, right?
Yes.
I spent a lot of money on this chassis, and if it doesn't fit and we can't make it work, then we're gonna be in big trouble, bottom line. So let's take some measurements and get this thing to fabrication. We've lengthened the chassis so the engine will fit in the back where it's supposed to be. The problem is, it may be too big to fit into its rear.
That's what she said.
So now we gotta figure out the height. So the body sits on top and the trunk lid comes down. We can't go too high.
Right.
Or we can't go too low.
Right.
It's too high. Body off.
You know, whenever I think I got one thing fixed, another problem pops up.
I see the problem. This needs to come off.
The motor mount?
If you take this motor mount off, that'll set the motor way down. That's 3 inches.
So we could just set a flat plate on there, right?
Yeah, just put a piece of plate and then put the same bolts in there. Let's take this off. Then we'll at least see if it fits.
And now we gotta do is make sure that fits on top.
Right there.
Okay. Are we hitting? Nope. Nice.
Look at how clean that's gonna be.
That looks good.
Right?
Everything will mount on the motor still?
Look at that.
That's sweet.
Damn, we're good. So when are you gonna start calling this place Tyler's Restorations?
Dream on, little man.
Yeah. Just like old times, buddy.
Look at that.
So we've cleaned and repainted all the mechanics of this Mustang wreck and installed a new motor. And Kyle's checking to see that all the pulleys and belts are turning correctly to make sure that this horse has plenty of giddy up. And since the client wanted a genuine leather saddle, we went to my friend Doc's Saddlery. He's using the same hides that would be used on a real saddle, complete with a horn, stirrups, and fenders. I want this to be as authentic as possible so the customer can saddle up and ride into the sunset.
So, how's our little 62 Corvette updated go-kart doing?
We're ready.
All right, so let's test it out. Just make sure it don't fly off the bench, all right?
Warm it up a little bit. It's not running right.
It sounds funny, and there's a lot of smoke. Check the tailpipe. Oh, yeah, it's not burning all the gas and oil. It's too fat, meaning it's got too much gas and oil for the motor to run.
Wow.
You got a great ear.
All that gas and oil in the engine is gonna come up the works, and then it's gonna constantly need service. So we don't want it to run fat. We want it to run leaner, which means less gas. And hopefully changing the carburetor settings is gonna do the trick. All right, let's switch the size of the carburetor jet. What does that say?
160.
So let's go 158. Ready to go?
Ready.
Look, no smoke.
So we leaned it out. I mean, that's good, but we could be too lean now. So what I need to do now is test it. You want to run it?
Sure.
Take your shoes off. The thing about a car like this, you have to be able to feel the pedal. That's why when we race, we wear these little itty bitty shoes. You want to feel the car. Feel the car. Be the car. Be the racer.
Let's do it.
Here's my first question to the driver. How did it feel?
It doesn't go fast quick enough. You step on the pedal, it's like bleh.
That's sort of the design of the motor and the gearing.
It can accelerate to top speed, but it can't do that right out of the gate.
How did it run when you got going?
I can't get going fast enough.
Get out of there.
This thing runs like a dream. The handling, the speed, but the real test is gonna be if it handles the same way with the body on. Awesome.
All right, Chris, let's go find Rick for you.
Okay.
Rick, hey. Chris is here to pick up the Mustang ride.
Nice to see you, Chris.
It's
how you
doing? Good to see you, too. I'm just so excited to pick it up. It's my dream come true, and I can't wait to see how it turned out.
You ready? I can tell you're ready.
See this thing?
Okay, so here it is. You remember how it came in. I mean, the body itself, there was no paint on it. It was basically stripped down.
It was a pile of
horse manure.
It was a dead horse.
It was a dead horse.
So here we go. One, two, three.
Woo! Yes!
Here we go. One, two, three.
Woo! Yes!
What do you think?
Did we nail it?
Oh, I need some air. Wow, Rick. She doesn't look anything like she did. Oh, Rick. It's a dream come true. How did you get it to look this good?
Oh, it wasn't easy. I mean, we'll just start with the horse.
Okay.
The horse itself, there's got to be 20, 30 hours of just body work, just on the horse alone. To be able to get it smooth like that again and get the paint job on it. Ted painted all the graphics on here, the brown and the eyeballs. On the saddle, we took this over to my friend Doc, who's a professional saddle maker. He actually built you a saddle on top of yours. I mean, it's done so nicely, all this leather. And this is the artwork that would have been on this particular ride back in the day. Ted did all of this, it's all hand painted.
Hand painted.
Hand painted and then cleared over the top.
Okay, Rick, the big question. Does she work?
For a quarter, I guess we'll find out, right?
All right?
Yeah, just step up just like you would. There you go. Okay, here's some quarters. Here you go. Just hold on.
Attention,
parents.
Please do not.
Oh, my God. Where's my cowboy hat, right? This is great. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It more than exceeded anything I could have imagined.
I'm stoked to show Arnie his mini Corvette. I just hope he likes it as much as he likes his big size Corvette.
Looks good.
Pretty excited here, Rick. Glad to see you again.
You too.
Yes, yes.
That's a beautiful car. The pictures do it no justice. Looks good. You ready to see this mini Corvette?
I'm excited. I swear to God.
So you remember how bad this mini Corvette was? I mean, the bodywork and everything on it? You remember the chassis, how it looked?
And I told you it rode like a lumber wagon.
You ready to see it?
Let's do it, buddy.
Here we go. Hey, Tyler!
Yeah, baby.
Check it out.
Holy look at you got goosebumps. Holy gravy! It's beautiful. Give me while I have a moment with me. Wow. That's beautiful.
Is that the little mini-me you wanted?
I don't know which one to take to the prom. I'm thinking I gotta show this to everybody in the world. Holy s***.
The outside of the car looks just like the car did back in the day.
Just like the original paint over here?
Yep. I tried to match it on the exact as on the car. And this is actually chrome paint. Very, very hard to do. So Ted got all the chrome on all the bumpers. When we took it apart, we went and found a go-kart frame, but his whole frame was way too wide. So we had to chop it and lengthen it out. But the motor was still too high, and Tyler came up with the idea of taking out the motor mount, and we ended up lowering it. The wheels and tires and everything on it are race tires. They stick to the ground. They got sort of slicks on them. Here, this is what the motor looks like. You see the motor?
A little bit of engine.
Oh, incredible. See how clean it is?
Ooh, yes, yes. Where's the key? Let me take it for a ride.
Just jump in.
Yeah, I'm ready. Just like driving a real one. Yeah, baby. It's a choice.
Driving this little mini Corvette is like your first helicopter ride. It's a feeling nobody knows except yourself. Tight steering. Perfect. This is sweet.
You look good in it.
Yeah.
So can I take that for a little putt? I'll ride behind you.
See if you can keep up.
Yeah. Okay. You know, the whole time, Arnie's sitting there staring at this little Corvette, and I'm staring at his big Corvette. I can't wait to try this thing out. Did it.
Driving next to Rick, looking over there like that, it's like big daddy, little daddy, mini me. It was nice. It was nice.
Good. I mean, I never seen two guys with bigger smiles on the face. I was smiling because here I'm in this really nice Corvette, and he was smiling because he's in the little mini Corvette, and he looked pretty darn happy. So it was a great day.